So could tonight be her lucky night? Well, not if Adam Fleming has anything to do with it. Sketched Out is on the way after this.
On BBC Radio 4.
It was hard to comprehend, to gauge of what actually just happened.
The life-changing series is about people who've gone through something extraordinary.
Your mind's been through this massive process and ordeal, and all of a sudden you've woken up.
Hearing it from their perspective, seeing how it shifted everything for them, feeling uplifted and inspired.
If that's the moment that you're in, you have to just take that moment and take it all in.
The new series of Life Changing with me, Dr. Sian Williams, starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds next Wednesday morning at 9.
Now on Radio 4, sketch comedy from Gemma Arrowsmith. But is she actually hosting the show this week?
So you going out anywhere tonight?
All introverts will have experienced this soul-crushing moment. Your hairdresser wants to have a chat and you can't escape. You've probably avoided getting your hair cut for the last 2 years because it will mean 30 to 60 minutes of awkward conversation with a stranger. Well, now there's an app to help you if you just don't want to talk about where you're going on your holidays. Hair Buddy. Just type in when and where you'll be getting your hair cut and an extrovert will be there to meet you and take over all of the talking part so you can sit there in silence.
So you going out anywhere tonight?
Yeah, I'm well up for a night out. Are there any good places to go around here? You know, a few months ago, I went to the best nightclub probably of my entire life. My friend knows the manager, so we got into the VIP section. It was epic.
We wanted you to be able to hear directly from our happy customers for yourself. But unfortunately, they were all too piss-scared to be interviewed in the studio. But they did send us these voice notes.
Thanks so much, Hair Buddy. Without you, I would have stumbled through 45 minutes of excruciating conversation. But with you to take over all the talking, I was able to stare at my phone for that time, up in between Twitter and Instagram until the whole ordeal was over.
My hairdresser always asks, what are you doing this evening? And I don't want to tell her that I'll be watching Netflix on my laptop a few centimetres away from my face until I fall asleep on the sofa and wake up in the early hours of the morning, hating myself for not going to bed at a sensible time, just like I do every night of the week. But now, my hair buddy just jumps in and says he's going to the Odeon to watch a superhero film or something, so I can just relax.
Hair Buddy, because the capitalistic outsourcing of social niceties is apparently less terrifying than sharing inconsequential details of your life with a stranger. Download on the App Store or Google Play today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Gemma Arrowsmith's Sketched Out, hosted by me, Gemma Arrowsmith.
Oh, I know that voice. You're Adam Fleming from Newscast. Oh, I love that.
And from Boris, the life and career of Boris Johnson, available on BBC Sounds.
Yes.
Also, Antisocial with Adam Fleming, Peace Talks or the Culture Wars. Download it today.
Well, you're clearly very busy, so I won't bother you for very long. I just need to...
Oh, listen, if you're looking for an internship with BBC News, it's not me you need to speak to.
Oh, no.
It's very competitive, so don't get your hopes up.
No, I'm not looking for an internship.
Oh, that's a relief, because you do not look like a serious journalist.
What about me? Suggest I'm not serious.
You're wearing a Back to the Future t-shirt.
So?
With holes in it.
Oh.
And I think I'm right that your shoes don't quite match.
Okay, that is quite bad.
This could make a really good podcast, couldn't it? Me, a serious journalist, coaching you, a complete no-hoper, no offence, all the way to news anchor glory. It'd be like the My Fair Lady of news.
No. I'm actually here to host my show.
Oh, are you Gemma Arrowsmith?
I am. Have you been hired to play me on my own show?
I think the bosses just felt that someone with a bit more gravitas was needed.
I've got gravitas? Okay, I heard it straight away. Yeah, my gravitas does need work.
Look, I really need to get on with recording the news.
It's a sketch show.
It's all newsworthy when I'm reading it. For example, in today's exclusive, Lord Sugar joins the Apprentice Writers' Room. Let's listen to what happened.
Okay, writers, the 15th season of The Apprentice is about to start recording. I have a list of some of the weekly tasks here, and it's our job to come up with some amusing puns for Lord Sugar to say during the boardroom. Come on, I mean, we all know the score by now. So, like, in week 4, they have to design a video game. So Lord Sugar might say something like, "It's game over for you," or "You're going to need an extra life to make it through this process." It's puns, wordplay, that sort of thing. Shouldn't be too strenuous. Let's start with week 1. The teams have to catch and sell seafood. What can we come up with for that?
Maybe something like, The only place you're going is the job centre.
Good, yes, I'll write that down.
Oh, your sales figures are making me really crabby.
Great, yes, that works. Keep them coming.
This the cold face of British comedy then, is it?
Oh, Lord Sugar, we don't usually see you here in the writer's room.
Well, I thought I'd come down and help you with the wordplay business. I'm running marvellous at puns.
Lovely. So great to have you. Well, we were just looking at the first task, catching and selling seafood.
Brilliant. So I'd say something like, you're rubbish at selling seafood and your suit makes you look like a tosspot. Get out.
Right. That's great and everything, but it's not really a pun.
What?
Or a play on words. You're just calling one of the candidates a tosspot. It needs to involve business and the task. So, like, in task five, when they have to start a dog grooming business, you'd say something like, your terrible business plan is giving me pause for thought.
You're all barking mad.
That's the sort of thing.
All right, I get it now. So, in the dog one, I'd say, you're as bad as a dog's anus. Get out.
That's better, but it's
still
not...
How is that
not...
different than what you said? It's exactly the same.
It's not quite the same.
Okay, all right. How about I'd rather lick my own balls than make you my apprentice? Because dogs lick their own balls, don't they?
Yes.
So that one works, put it on the board.
Okay. I'll write it small.
No, don't write it big. That's the best one so far. Right, give me another task.
Look, we can do all this boring writing. You can get back to overseeing the task.
Now, screw that. I'm brilliant at writing. All you posh university snowflakes, you're fired. I'm writing my own puns from now on.
But you
out.
Need a...
Bunch of poncy gits.
So your duties here will probably be exactly the same as the last care home you worked at. Where was that?
Sunnybrook, been there since 2061, so I wanted a bit of a change.
Well, I like to think we're a bit more fun than Sunnybrook. You'll be serving lunches, checking medications, making sure all medical equipment like heart monitors and breathing apparatus are functioning properly. And then the afternoon is usually spent tidying the residents' rooms and throwing the occasional student loan party.
Sorry, what party?
Sometimes our older residents finish paying off their student loans and so we throw a little party for them. There's cake and everything.
People finish paying their student loans?
Occasionally, yeah. The repayment period was extended from 30 to 40 years back in 2022. Then, of course, that went up to 50 years, so people were continuing to pay into retirement.
What's retirement?
I'll explain it to you at lunch. Oh, and it looks like Mr. Gillespie has finished paying his off today.
What's all this about?
After 78 years, your balance is at zero, Mr. Gillespie. Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Oh, God, I think it's flatlining!
Yeah, that often happens. It's the shock.
You're listening to Gemma Arrowsmith's Sketched Out with me, Gemma Arrowsmith.
Right, Theo and Cleo, Adam Fleming is hosting my show now.
Oh gosh, I love him. I used to watch him on Newsround when I got home from school.
Yeah, he's great, but why is a journalist hosting my show?
Gemma, let us explain how marketing works.
Hold on, are you the same people as last week?
Theo, can you check that? Are we the same people as last week?
I'm checking now.
Oh, there isn't time for this.
But there's always time for a protein shake, Gemma.
Theo, that looks like an amazing protein shake. I bet whoever's selling this is making a fortune with their new business venture. I'm sure glad I've signed up.
Same here, Cleo. And even better news, we're inviting more people to join us. People like you, Gemma.
This sounds like a pyramid scheme. The product's not important, you make money by recruiting people into your downline.
Absolutely not. Pyramid schemes are illegal. It's a revolutionary top-down marketing structure with built-in self-actualization. And we don't call it a downline. They're your underlings. It's a totally new way of thinking.
New way of thinking? Are you just selling milkshakes?
I mean, yes, but it's about way more than that. It's about re-centralising who you are and just being there with yourself and allowing that self to transcend this plane and just become a fully actualised meta-being.
Okay, but pretend for a moment that I didn't understand any of that. What does it mean practically in real terms?
Okay, it's good to ask questions. I'm going to put this as simply as possible. We are a company...
With you.
...which promotes self-growth through a network of incentivised distributors and an integrated omnidirectional marketing strategy.
Just give me a protein shake.
Amazing!
Can I interest you in 500 protein shakes?
No. I'm okay. Oh, bloody hell! That tastes awful!
Oh, yeah. They don't taste good.
All in all, we're very impressed with your application. Can I just check your name and date of birth before I go ahead with the job interview?
Of course. Amber Pearson, born on 15th December 2022.
Great. I mean, your CV speaks for itself and your qualifications are first rate. So we'd like to offer you the job.
Oh, well, that's amazing. Thank you.
Let me finish. We'd like to offer you the job, but unfortunately, we found some dubious photos of you on the internet.
Sorry, all my online profiles are locked. I'm very careful about that for professional reasons. And anyway, I don't really do anything dubious. What sort of thing are you talking about?
It's our policy to do a thorough audit of all prospective employees' online presence. And, well, this is a bit delicate, but we did find one or two naked photos.
That can't be me then. I've never done anything like that.
Ah, well, why don't you take a look at this monitor here?
Oh, that's a picture of me in the bath when I was about 6 months old. That's my mum's old Instagram account.
There are a lot of photos here, Amber. They're all public. Anyone can see them.
Yes, she posted several photos a day and they didn't really understand privacy settings.
Here's one of you with urine all down your leg.
Yes, again, I must stress that this was while I was still in nappies. It was before my first birthday.
I realise that, but do you think that's the sort of image we want to associate with this company?
The image that I was once a child?
Babies are hardly beacons of professionalism, Amber. But I do see that you've had all your vaccinations. That's good. We don't want lots of staff illnesses.
How do you know all this?
I know everything, Amber. It's all documented here for anyone to see. Your mother provided the world with day-by-day updates, which are still available to anyone who searches your name. It's all very useful stuff.
Look, we were the first generation to have baby photos on the internet. I think our parents forgot that we were future adults who might want a bit of privacy. Please stop scrolling.
Look, here's a photo of you defecating in a gutter.
I was only a child. Oh, that was at uni, actually. Yeah, sorry, that one's on me.
Another bizarre news story there. There seems to be loads in today's bulletin. Looks like the next one's quite strange too. Let's have a listen.
If getting your hair cut isn't the only social interaction you dread, now from the makers of Hair Buddy, there's Cab Buddy for those long taxi rides when the driver is chatty.
Oh, check out this bloody idiot. Shouldn't be on the road. Anyway, as I was saying, I've actually started investing in that Bitcoin. You do any crypto?
Oh,
wow, seriously? I need to get more risk tolerant with my investment portfolio. Can you explain blockchain to me?
Can I?
It's hard when someone enters your carefully constructed echo chamber with an alternative viewpoint.
I reckon it's a good thing we're sending him to Rwanda.
So you can decide whether your cab buddy goes into confrontational mode.
What are you talking about?
Non-committal mode.
Well, it's certainly got a lot of us talking, huh?
Or deflection mode.
Well, I would say... Oh, they've pedestrianised the high street. I bet that adds some time onto your journeys, doesn't it, mate?
Well, you're telling me, pal. Honestly, don't even get me started on a new ring road. Absolute nightmare.
So download Hair Buddy and Cab Buddy today and say goodbye to the last remaining bit of human interaction you were forced to endure. I'm very traditional, so I decided to take my husband's name. I decided to take his first name as well, so now I'm legally Mrs. Arthur Cooper, just like him. People said, wow, Jennifer, isn't that like your identity? And I said, it's Arthur now, actually. It's not a problem. Everyone knows that men own their names, whereas women just borrow theirs, from their father and then from their husband. Like, my brother is also a Jones, but that's his name, whereas my Jones was just my dad's. And it's not like changing your name is even difficult. After you've completed the deed poll forms, you just inform your bank and get all your cards changed. Then you just tell HMRC, the DVLA, your energy companies, TV licensing, your water company, mortgage provider or landlord, employer, all your online accounts, which won't work because the name on your debit or credit card has changed, internet service provider, a mobile phone company, and all your social media names. And then you just pay for a new driving license, passport, business cards and domain name. It's not like it's any fuss. I wanted to take it a bit further, just to prove how committed I am, though. So I went and lived with my husband's parents for 18 years, so I knew exactly what it's like to be him. I think my parents were a bit upset, especially when I refused to speak to them. But these are the sacrifices you have to make if you really want to be committed to a marriage. I gave up my job and retrained at my husband's old university. I got the same degree as him and then joined his company. Now I work at the desk next to his. Well, under his. But that still didn't feel enough, though. Everyone knows that you're not really committed to someone unless you're prepared to give up the identity you've had for the last 20 or 30 years. I was brought up traditionally, and if you're not prepared to disappear into the personality of the person you're marrying, you might as well just stay lonely for the rest of your life. I basically just want to disappear into him. The more the person I was can fade and vanish, the better. I once told him I'd like to hollow him out and just wear his skin. I think he was really touched by that. He didn't speak for a couple of hours, overcome with emotion, probably. If I could just change my DNA so I could be just like him, I would. I looked into it, actually, but the doctor just stared at me like I was crazy. She's clearly not very dedicated to her relationships. I asked if she was married, and she said yes. So I said, what's all this doctor business? Why aren't you Mrs.? It's almost like you're prouder of your achievements than you are of being married, weirdo. So I'm going to get a second opinion on that from a proper doctor this time. Strangely, my husband has gone missing recently. He took his passport and wallet, but left behind his keys, disappearing completely one day. Most peculiar. But my commitment to becoming one with my husband doesn't end just because he isn't there. So I've been popping on his clothes and going about my day as him. I work at his desk now at work, and no one bats an eyelid. In fact, no one comes over to speak to me at all. I've truly never felt like a better wife.
You're listening to me, Gemma Arrowsmith, hosting my very own sketch show here on Radio 4.
Where am I? What's going on? There was a light, a crushing pain in my chest.
This is the afterlife. Do not be afraid, for this is a journey we all must make.
Are you...
Some call me Death, some the Grim Reaper, some Destroyer of Worlds. You must now prepare to make your way to the underworld. Here are the coins you will need to pay the ferryman, who will take you down to the River Styx. Here is a pair of shears that you must hand to the three fates that they might sever the thread of your destiny. And here is your student finance login, so you can manage your balance in the afterlife.
What? I'm not off the hook now that I'm dead?
Sadly not. See? The student loan company sold off your loan to a third party, and that third party CEO was at school with Hades, who would later become King of the Underworld. It's this whole complicated thing.
How am I supposed to continue paying it off now that I'm dead?
Well, that's something you should have thought about before your 17-year-old self chose media studies.
It is a real degree!
You're listening to Gemma Arrowsmith Sketched Out with me, Gemma Arrowsmith. Wow, I mean, that is an extraordinary story. Don't know why we didn't lead with that.
No, Adam. It's not news. It's just... sketch.
Sure, but with proper investigation and corroborating sources, that could really cause a stir.
No, it's just made up. The Grim Reaper isn't giving people their student loan login in the afterlife.
Right. Wink.
No, there's no wink.
No, I see. I get what you're saying. It's sometimes good to hold back a really groundbreaking story.
No.
And then release it at the precise moment it'll have the biggest impact.
No, it really is just fiction.
No, I get it, I understand. Protecting your sources, very wise.
I haven't got any sources.
Of course you haven't. Now, let's get to some listener emails.
Adam, this isn't newscast. It's a sketch show.
This chat could make a great podcast. Have you considered that?
Unexpected item in the bagging area.
Oh, God, no.
Please wait for a member of staff.
No. Let me just try scanning it again.
Item removed from bagging area. Please replace this item before continuing.
Oh, God, please just work.
Unexpected item in the bagging area.
Oh, no.
Please wait for a member of staff.
Hello, something gone a bit wrong here.
I'll handle this.
Oh, my gosh, it's...
Hi there. Yeah, we seem to have a bit of an unexpected item in the bagging area situation. I'm so hopeless with these things. Can you help?
Yeah, let's get that sorted for you.
Check out, buddy. Oh, thanks, Checkout Buddy. You're a lifesaver.
No interaction necessary, champ. That's what the app is all about, after all. See you next time.
Checkout Buddy, the new service from your friends at Hair Buddy. Not friends that you have to speak to or interact with, you understand. Arm's length friends, the best kind of friends. Download it today.
I think Lord Sugar's missed out on a huge opportunity by firing me. If he did fire me, it was quite weird. He called me a nasty horse bucket. Everyone sort of looked at one another because none of us knew what that meant. And then he pointed at me and said, "Your hair looks terrible and your face is wrong. Get out." So I just assumed that he meant I was fired. I'd like to say it's been an amazing opportunity, but to be honest, the whole thing was really strange.
11 dead, 5 remaining. The amazing and talented Lord Sugar's BAFTA-winning search for a dog's body continues. Hold on. Has he been writing my script as well?
Wasn't that an interesting story, listeners? Could make a great podcast too. Let's have another.
It works! We're the creators of the world's first fully functioning time machine. You know what this means.
Yes. I can go back in time and buy a house when they were vaguely affordable.
What? No! We're going to win the Nobel Prize for this!
Yeah, and also I can go back in time and buy a house!
You're not thinking about the bigger picture.
No, I'm Googling what house prices were like in 1976. Only 4 times average income. Not bad. Okay, give me a go on a machine.
And that's how it all began. As time travel became commercially available, it grew to be the main method of home ownership in the UK. Instead of moving to a cheaper location, you moved to a cheaper time. Retiming rather than relocating became the norm.
It was a big decision to move to 1965, wasn't it, Keith?
It was, yeah.
Yeah. There's a whole process. You have to have the right visas. You have to make sure you take no future technology or culture back with you, don't you, Keith?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. You have to do a citizenship test. Life in 1965. Who's the Prime Minister? Harold Wilson, yeah. That sort of thing. It's pre-decimalisation, so we had to learn pounds, shillings and pence and all that. There are a lot of trade-offs, though. Keith's a software engineer, but there isn't much call for that in 1965, so he's retrained as a tobacconist, and I work as a cigarette girl at the local cinema. On the one hand, the Beatles are still alive, still together and performing gigs. On the other hand, I can't open a bank account or a credit card without the signature of my husband or father. Downside, the Equal Pay Act doesn't come in for another 5 years. But upside, our house cost us £4,000, isn't that right, Keith?
That's right, is that?
Yeah, that's right. My friend Julie wanted an even better deal on property, so she went back to 1890, wanted to pick up a really nice Victorian townhouse. Only problem is, she realised as a single woman, she can't own property in 1890, and she won't be able to for another 36 years. So that has somewhat backfired, but you have to make some sacrifices to get on the property ladder.
Soon the government used time travel as an official Help to Buy scheme.
We are delighted to announce that we are opening up the 1940s and 50s for retiming. Lots of lovely housing available in this period, so make sure you sign up and get yourself on the property ladder in this idealistic era. And we should add, the 1940s will be after the Blitz. But rationing will still be in place and Halloumi really won't have taken off yet.
But more competition for housing just drove up prices in the past, and the housing crisis was pushed earlier and earlier in the timeline. And it wasn't long before the investors moved in. Soon, most of Victorian London was empty, as every home had been bought by billionaire property investors looking to expand their portfolio. One street of terrace houses in Pimlico had no one living in it and was instead used to store a Russian oligarch's collection of vintage cars. Soon, people were travelling back to feudal Britain to acquire land.
I was scrolling on Zoopla and there was nothing available in the 1940s, nothing in the interwar period. Georgian Britain had been taken over by buy-to-let landlords. So I said to the other half, we're going to have to go back before the Magna Carta and fight for land in a feudal society. Oh, excuse me while I deal with this serf. Got him. Sorry about that. So that's what we did. After much bloodshed, we've got a small merchant's house, which in 2022 will be worth about £4.5 million. I do have to fight several serfs and vassals a day, and there's no penicillin, no NHS, and the great vowel shift hasn't happened yet, so we're still learning the language. But these are the prices you have to pay for home ownership.
So with first-time buyers priced out of most of history, young people eager to get on the housing ladder started looking to prehistory for their starter homes.
Well, we're looking to start a family, so we try to avoid times like the Cretaceous or the Triassic periods because the risk of death was so high. They weren't kidding when they called it the time of the dinosaurs. They really had all of the suitable habitable areas sewn up, so there wasn't much available for small mammals like us. So we looked at the Devonian period about 400 million years ago, which had some interesting dwellings like caves and hovels. We had an estate agent who was very helpful.
Oh, yeah, there are some lovely places coming up in a continental fragment called Avalonia, which will, in millions of years, become part of the UK. I'm not going to lie to you, they are in need of a bit of modernisation. You're basically looking at small crawl spaces hewn out of sedimentary rock. So, there aren't many mod cons. But, what's great is there's some fantastic flora and fauna evolving. So in 50,000 years, this could be a real gentrification hotspot. Although it will also become a hotspot because of the active volcano. But these are just the sacrifices you have to make for home ownership.
Soon, even these small hovels with no heating and no lighting had become too expensive for the average first-time buyer, and so young people were forced to look even further back to secure themselves a starter home.
4.5 billion years ago is where all the young people are moving nowadays. Very trendy. You can pick up a rock amidst a swirling mix of gas and dust, which will eventually come together under gravity to form the Earth for an almost affordable price. It's a very vibrant, upcoming era with lots of development. There's no breathable atmosphere as yet, so it's really for someone looking for a long-term investment. But these are the sacrifices you have to make if you really want to own a home.
We're so excited to move there. We've rented for so many years. Imagine being able to hang a picture on the wall without sacrificing your deposit. Of course, there aren't any walls to hang anything on, as it's just a small lump of rock in the cold vacuum of space. But it's going to be our small lump of rock in the cold vacuum of space. And as my nan says, you don't get things you want in life without making a few sacrifices. And as we're sacrificing family, friends, pets, well, all other forms of life, really, technology, walls, heat, light and oxygen, I just hope that's enough to get us on the property ladder. Fingers crossed.
Gemma, have you given any more thought to that amazing business opportunity we mentioned earlier?
The pyramid scheme? No. And I threw that protein shake in the skip outside and it started corroding the metal.
They're not really for drinking.
What?
They look great in your gym selfies and they're the cornerstone of a great business strategy which you can be part of.
Gemma, I get it now. It's not the news. It's all just fictional. I understand.
Great. Yes, that's right. It's just a sketch show.
Can't believe I actually thought we were about to break a story about student loans and the afterlife.
Right?
Especially as Christian and Guru Murthy in Channel 4 are all over that story already. Anyway, must dash. I've got to record 3 podcasts on my way home.
Hold on. Adam, that's not a protein shake, is it?
Oh yeah, Cleo, thanks so much for getting me on board with this fantastic business opportunity.
You are so welcome, Adam.
No, it's a pyramid scheme.
Multi-level marketing, completely different.
Don't get involved with that.
No, Gemma, they've explained it now. It's all sketches. It's just fiction.
No, this bit's real.
Got you. Wink. You're so creative.
No, we're not creative at all.
I love that metallic taste.
Gemma, you'll have to do the end credits.
Oh, fine. But I've done the credits 3 weeks in a row now. I'm definitely hosting next week's show.
Yeah, absolutely. We're 100% keeping that option open as a possibility.
Gemma Arrowsmith's Sketched Out was performed by Gemma Arrowsmith, Adam Courting, Tom Crowley and Kiara Goldsmith, with guest star Adam Fleming. It was written by Gemma Arrowsmith and the script editor was Tasha Danraj. The producer was Gwyn Rhys Davis and it was a BBC Studios production.
Oh, God! The protein shake's eating through the cables!
Everybody run!
Oh, dear.